Chapter 9. Old Friends Meet. Oliver knew that Mr. Brownlow lived in London. He wanted to see him again and explain many things. He asked Rose,
"Can we visit Mr. Brownlow?"
"Yes, I want to meet Mr. Brownlow,"
Rose said. Oliver was very happy. Rose wanted to meet Mr. Brownlow and tell him Nancy's secret. She knew he was a good man. Rose and Oliver took a carriage to Mr. Brownlow's house. When they arrived, Rose said,
"Oliver, please wait in the carriage for a few minutes."
Rose followed a servant to a big sitting room. There she met Mr. Brownlow. He was an old gentleman with kind eyes.
"My name is Rose Maley. I am here to talk about my dear friend, Oliver Twist."
"Oliver Twist? Oh, please tell me what you know about the poor child. I am very interested in him,"
said Mr. Brownlow. Rose told him about Oliver.
"He is a kind boy with a good heart. We love him very much. And he loves you and Mrs. Bedwin."
"This brings me great happiness. Great happiness. But where is Oliver now?"
asked Mr. Brownlow.
"He is in the carriage,"
said Rose.
"Oh, please call him. I want to call Mrs. Bedwin."
When Oliver saw Mr. Brownlow and Mrs. Bedwin, he was extremely happy. He hugged them and cried with joy. He had many things to tell them. After a while, Rose said,
"Mr. Brownlow, can I talk to you alone?"
"Of course, dear. Please come into the next room and sit down."
Rose told Mr. Brownlow about Nancy's visit.
"What cruel people,"
said Mr. Brownlow.
"This is a strange mystery. We must find this man called Monks. He knows many things."
"Only Nancy can help us,"
said Rose.
"But we must wait until Sunday night."
It was 11 o'clock on Sunday night. Sikes and Fagin heard the church bell. Nancy heard it too.
"A good night for working,"
said Sikes.
"I'm going out,"
said Nancy. She put on her hat and left. Fagin looked at Sikes and said,
"Let her go. One of my boys can follow her."
It was a very foggy night. Nancy went to London Bridge and met Rose and Mr. Brownlow. They went down the steps to the river. Fagin's boy followed Nancy and hid behind the steps. He listened to everything. Mr. Brownlow said to Nancy,
"We are here to help Oliver. We want to know about Oliver's mother and father. Only Monks knows about them. We must find him and learn his secret."
Nancy said,
"You can find Monks at the Red Lion Hotel in King Street. He is tall and wears a black coat. He's about 28. He has black hair and a cruel face. He also has a red mark on his neck."
"A red mark on his neck?"
exclaimed Mr. Brownlow.
"Do you know him?"
asked Nancy.
"Perhaps I do,"
said Mr. Brownlow.
"Can you tell us about Fagin and Sikes? Where can we find them?"
"No, I cannot tell you this,"
said Nancy. Everyone was silent. Then Mr. Brownlow said,
"I understand. Now, what can we do for you, Nancy? Take this money, please."
"Yes, we want to help you,"
said Rose.
"No, you cannot help me. You're both very kind. But I must go now. God bless you. Good night."
Nancy looked around and then ran away. Rose was very sorry for Nancy. She and Mr. Brownlow returned home in a carriage.